Hi again. Today we are talking all about niche audiences. So you're going to have your main email list. So whether you have a health blog or you have a coaching business, or maybe it's only Beauty Counter, within each of those, you're going to have lots of niches because everybody's different. And a good way to identify who your niche audiences are, which will turn into lists in the future, is think back and maybe even pull it up your ideal client. So remember when we were talking about mine, my ideal client is female. She's 25 to 45. She lives in the US and Canada. She's typically married or in a committed relationship. She is interested in healthy living. She really wants to be consistent with it, but she struggles to create a routine and she just doesn't know how to make time. So thinking about that, my niche audience in there could be someone who's married specifically. It could be somebody who is really interested in running. So working out could be a niche, but running could be a niche. I could do a niche of 25 to 30, 30 to 35. They're very different life stages. So what I wouldn't do is I'm not going to have a niche in there that's a college student. That's fine. Like, they can subscribe to my newsletter. That's not who I'm talking to. I'm not talking to the college student who's trying to cook in a dorm. Like, that's just not my target audience. I'm not talking to the college student who's going out and partying all night. That's not me. So it's okay to not try to speak to everyone. You don't want to. You want to really speak what you're an expert on. So I'm going to show you my different niches in ConvertKit. And the way that this is going to come in handy is that you can send really, really targeted emails that apply to each individual person. So yes, you're going to send emails that are a broad brush sometimes, but when you can send really specific emails, it's even better because people get annoyed when you send emails that they don't relate to or really don't apply to them. They just get annoyed. So you want to send as specific of emails as possible. So for example, let's say I'm sending an email out to everybody, trying to get them to sign up for Band of Beauty, and I don't remove my Band of Beauty subscribers, it looks like I don't know my customers. It looks like I don't know who that person is. And yes, most people know it's a broadcast to a bunch of people, but they still appreciate the personalized touch, and they're going to get annoyed if they're like, I shop with her. She doesn't even know I'm a Band of Beauty member. Like, that just doesn't look good. Or let's say that you are, you own a veterinary clinic and you email your all of your customers about this great sale on cat food. Well, and you included all of the people who have dogs and don't have cats. Like, I'm going to be annoyed. Like, I don't have a cat. Like, you don't even know. And again, it's like, people know that it's a broadcast, but at the same time, it's such a better experience when you can make it really targeted to that person. So I try to do that as much as possible. So I'm going to show you all of my different niches that I have. So keep in mind, you do not need to have this many. I need to clean mine up. But all of these tags, which we're going to talk about later, are considered niches. So if we're talking about Beauty Counter, I have people who are interested in being a consultant. I have my frontline team. I have Beauty Counter men. Even though that's not my target audience, I like to identify people who are interested in the men's line. So whether that's a guy himself, or if these are my customers shopping for their husbands. So if I have a sale about with the men's line, I can email those 9 people specifically. Or if I have a sale about, something that doesn't apply to men, I could remove them. Now, I probably wouldn't use that too often because I have a hunch it's mostly women shopping for their husbands. I could look at it. But just to show you how you might use that, I have people who purchased from me before. I have people who are Band of Beauty members. So I'm really, really niche about it. You think about it from a Foodie Stays Fit, I have people who are interested, who are interested in healthy habits. I have people who are interested in running. I have people who are interested in my salad ebook, people who are interested in Thrive Market. So I have really niche audiences. I have people who are interested in ButcherBox. Where did that go? ButcherBox. So when there's a sale about ButcherBox, rather than send it to 7,000 people, I'm only going to send it to these 88 people that I know have expressed interest in the past. And that in turn is going to help your open rate because they've expressed interest in the past. And it's just a nicer experience. So we're going to work through a little workbook on creating your niche audiences. So let's see, I'm going to stop sharing and I'm going to switch screens that I'm sharing. So this is your little workbook. It's going to look a little bit nicer than mine, but you could copy your ideal audience here. So I'm just going to go go a little casual here. So my broad audience is, actually, I'll just copy it in here. I can snag that. Okay. So here is my broad audience. She's female, 25 to 35 years old. So that's the same thing I just rattled off. So what you could do is go through and highlight what could potentially be niche. And this is going to be different for everybody, depending on what type of content you're sending. If she has young kids, you might want to send stuff about your kids' products. Let's see. Struggles how to do it all. You might want to send stuff about how to save time with Flawless and Five routine. There's too many things on her plate. You might want to simplify, like how to simplify your skincare routine, things like that. So those are kind of emotional things, how to do it all, and then married, young kids, female. Those are just basic demographics. But then start thinking about the different categories that you are particularly an expert in and give yourself more credit. So I think I'm an expert in working out. All right, what kind of working out am I an expert in? I'm certainly not an expert in Zumba or body pump. Maybe I was back in the day. But what I'm an expert in is running, strength training, stretching, running gear, running shoes, workout gear, shoes for strength training, workout playlists, technology, think earbuds, watch, apps. I'm an expert in eating healthy. So I can share easy recipes, healthy swaps, dining out, how to deal with parties, approaching alcohol, caffeine, how to deal with sugar. Personal care. So these, again, these are broad categories, and then these are all the niches within that. But then what you can also think is working out is a niche, eating healthy is a niche, personal care is a niche. So it's almost like this is the broadest up here, and then it goes into niches right here with working out, eating healthy, personal care, and then super specific niches. So you'll notice I don't necessarily have tags for all of these, but I have running because I know I'm working on running content. I don't necessarily have tags for every single one of these, but I do for healthy swaps and healthy habits. I definitely have one for skincare. I definitely have one for makeup. So then the nice thing is once you've kind of mapped out everything that you're an expert in, this can help lead your content strategy. These are all topics that you can write about that are in your broader niche. So for personal care, this is my beauty counter skincare click. I can write about skincare. I can write about makeup. I can write about how to choose between brands. What are the right products for you? So once you identify your ideal client, identify the niches within there that you can address, and then you can identify the topics that you're an expert in, and that's going to help you map out what topics you're going to write about in your sequence. So go and do.